All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, of course, it's the summertime, but that does not mean that the action in the NBA has stopped, as of course we are seeing action around the league going on right now with various summer leagues. As far as like the youngsters, whether they're rookies or first or second, even a third year players in the NBA who are trying to show what they can do in order to make an NBA roster heading into training camp. Now, with that said, there's also the action in free agency that is taking place, as we are seeing players get a lot of money offered to them, and guys are signing record deals right now with teams. Now, one team who has been very inactive so far this summer is the defending Eastern Conference champions, and I'm talking about the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, this past season saw the Cavs make the NBA Finals for the third consecutive year. Of course, in June 2016, they were able to win their first championship in franchise history. But right now, the Cavs are not having a productive summer. Their team owner, Dan Gilbert, is doing a good job as far as messing with this team's chemistry. Now, if you go back a few weeks ago, Gilbert did not want to give former general manager David Griffin a pay raise after Griffin helped to orchestrate a lot of trades that led to the Cavs championship, and thus Griffin was sent packing. Now, in trying to find a replacement for Griffin, the Cavaliers reached out to current ESPN NBA analyst and former NBA point guard Chauncey Billups to see if he was going to take the job, and Billups turned him down. And stories came out that the reason why Billups said no is the fact that Cleveland lowballed him. Now, right now, the going rate for a first-time general manager around the NBA is about $4 million. We saw Rob Pelinka get $5 million per year this year when he became the general manager of the Los Angeles Lakers. The Cavaliers' initial offer to Chauncey Billups was $1.5. They came back the second time and offered him $2 million. So at the end of the day, it was a slap in the face. And you also have seen the fact that since Dan Gilbert has owned the Cavaliers, he has never re-signed any of his general managers. They've only played out one contract or worked out one contract, and that was it. And I really think the fact that the Cavaliers don't have a general manager right now, it's a whole bunch of assistants with Dan Gilbert getting the final say, that is really hurting them in free agency, and it's also hurting them in trades. And I look at it like this. The Golden State Warriors, who the Cleveland Cavaliers faced in the NBA Finals for a third consecutive year, have gotten better. Other teams around the NBA, you look at the Boston Celtics, you look at the Houston Rockets, you look at the Minnesota Timberwolves, all of these teams have gotten better. And if you are the Cavaliers, as good as LeBron James is, you have not gotten better. And if you haven't gotten better, and the Golden State Warriors have gotten better, if Cleveland is able to make the NBA Finals for a fourth consecutive year next spring, how are they going to get past Golden State? It's simply not going to happen. And I got some news for the folks in Cleveland right now. LeBron James can opt out of his contract next year. And I guarantee you, at the rate that the Cavaliers are going right now, he will. And this time around, he ain't coming back. And when he leaves, don't get mad at LeBron. Get mad at Dan Gilbert. I'll tell you right now, the party is over. And you look at it like this. When LeBron left the first time, Dan Gilbert complained about the whole process of free agency. He complained about the draft. The NBA was able to, and they could say whatever they want, they were able to finagle the NBA draft lottery. And Cleveland had the first overall pick three times in a four-year basis when LeBron wasn't there. And that was a segue for him to return home because the Cavaliers now had the assets for LeBron to be in Cleveland and be happy. That's not coming down the pike again. It took all of that. It took a Draymond Green suspension last year. It took injuries to both Andrew Bogut and Andre Iguodala for Cleveland to come back and win that series against Golden State in 2016. This time around, the party's over. You hear the likes of Kyrie Irving that say, you know what, if LeBron is leaving, so am I. I want out. So all of those folks who remember the Cavaliers when they were struggling to win 20 and 25 games per season, guess what? After next season, it's coming down the pike again. And like I've said it for the past few years, you know, a lot of people might want to feel sorry for LeBron. I don't, because he knew what he was getting back into when he went back there with Dan Gilbert. We saw Dan Gilbert's true emotions and who he really was when LeBron left from Miami back in 2010. And we are seeing it again. Dan Gilbert is a guy that cares about making money. He does not care about winning. And he's not the only NBA owner, and he's not the only professional sports owner that feels like that. Some guys just plain and simply look at it. You know what? I can make money off of this. I don't care about winning. The Cavs won by accident last year, and it's like, Dan Gilbert got a championship. Okay, fine. But guess what? I still got paid. And, you know, he put all of the money into the team payroll, but he does not want to pay the guys that run the team, his general managers. And that's a shame, because he is throwing away another opportunity to win another championship. And I think it's bad for him, but I think it's even worse for the people of Cleveland who actually come out and support this team. So savor it, Cavaliers fans, because this time next year, LeBron is out the door. And all of those folks that got mad at LeBron for leaving the first time, this time around, simply put your anger towards the owner. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.